We are organizing resistance to this sort of tragicomic situation in Togo, where a republic, which is not a monarchy, the dictator in charge for 38 years dies, and then a bunch of soldiers get together to change the constitution, put his son in power, make him the Speaker of the House so that he could become the interim president, change the constitution, and then says that he should finish his unfinished father's term of office.
What exactly do you mean when you say that you are organizing to resist what you call a tragicomic?
And we think we have won several elections in the country, but you know, everything is fraudulent in that place. So for that reason, we have a structure, we have an organization. So we have had a plan of action. We are going to say we are going to start with boycotts. We are going to start with marches. We are going to charge with demonstrations, press conferences, relations with our partners outside, including the United States. We think we'll give them a good run for their money.
Are you in contact with your supporters back home? And if so,
listen,
what exactly have you told them to do?
My supporters, we have 5 open computers. We are in contact 24 hours a day. So there's no problem of communication. And incidentally, you are better informed in Paris about Francophone Africa than in any African countries where telephones don't work.
What about the reaction from the international community? Are you satisfied with it so far?
Very, very satisfied. The United States has been very positive. The European Union, positive. Even the French government, that likes to sit on the fence, this time has come out of his cocoon to make a very encouraging statement. The German governments have always been very clear about their position. The United Nations, Kofi Annan's outfit, has come out with a declaration saying that a military coup today in Africa is unacceptable. The regional organizations, the West African Common Market, known as ECOWAS, has come out saying that they will not accept a military coup.
Of course, they have talked the talk, but they have yet to walk the walk. Isn't it time now to walk that talk?
To put it into practice.
That is correct.
Listen, this matter happened 2 days ago. And as you know, as we are standing today, representatives of the West African Common Market are having discussions with the soldiers in Togo, as well as the assumed president, the interim president, Eyadema's son. And I'm told President Kereku of Dahomey is also joining the talk. So, give them a little bit of time. Rome was not built in one day.
So, you seem to be obviously having reason to be optimistic, to be confident that this time around, the authorities would go beyond talking the talk and actually walk the walk. Do you agree with that?
Politics is the art of the possible. And as the Romans say in Latin, dum spiro spero, while I live, while I breathe, I hope. If you don't have that, don't be in politics. You should work hard, but have some hope in front. We have got such support from the international community and from Africa's powerful heads of states like Obasanjo of Nigeria and Thabo Mbeki of South Africa. We couldn't ask for more.
I know that you obviously have been a political adversary of late President Eyadema since the assassination of your father back in 1963. But given that the man has actually died perhaps of natural death or disease, are you in a position to send his family condolences?
I'm not in Togo when he died, but my party joined the other opposition parties to send a message of condolence to the family. We don't know them. I'm told he's got a lot of children, about 5 dozens of children. I don't know. I cannot confirm. But we did send a message of condolence to the, in the name of the political parties, emphasizing, as I've always done, that my dissension with Mr. Eyadema is not personal, it's political. We have been fighting, as I've been fighting for a long time. I'm a trained economist in a lot of countries where I work, to put in place democratic structures to encourage the development of these countries.